30, 60, 100-fold. A familiar scripture and one that I use a great deal. But just recently the Lord has been opening it up to me in a different way and showing me that when we become Christians, we step into his realm. We believe him and we receive him. But that doesn't do away with the old rebel. And our fruit bearing and production is directly related to the percentage of surrender and yieldedness that we come into as we walk along with him. You can see a Christian of 50 years in the Lord showing 10% fruit because their nature, their lives, themselves are not yielded to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is not Lord in their lives in very many areas. And so to the extent that he is not Lord, there is no fruit production because the two are linked. Because the fruit that we bear is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And if the Holy Spirit is not allowed free sway in our lives, we are not going to be bearing anything other than a bunch of rather small, sour grapes. So our whole life is one of increasing yieldedness and surrender to the will of God. And this is where Derek Prince said the cross comes into play. The cross is where my will and his will cross. And if his will does not take precedence, you will not die in that area, and therefore you will not produce fruit. So again, I come to the question for you today. Are you 30% yielded to him? 60% yielded to him? Or 100% yielded to him? Are you coming up from the wilderness, leaning on the Beloved, knowing that he is totally life summum bonum? He is everything you need and everything you want, and he will supply and everything. He is your source. Or are there areas where you think you can do it? You're quite capable. God gave us free will. Yes. But that free will can only be exercised towards him if there's to be any profit. If it's exercised away from him, then it's negative. So I would urge you this morning, or whenever it is you're listening to this, to have another look at that parable. Some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. And just make some quality decisions about how much of your life you're going to let him have while you still have time to give it to him. Because the days are shortening and the time is speeding up, and we want to harvest for him on that day, don't we? We want to collect our crowns on that day, don't we? The crown of righteousness, the crown of life. Henceforth, Paul says, is laid up for me a crown. So where's your investment going to be this day? It really is worth thinking about, beloved. It has eternal consequences. God bless you.